So, as I was saying to the children, this great feast of the presentation of Christ in the temple, Candlemas, is all about light, Christ as the light of the world. And as I was saying, we can understand that in different ways. Christ as the light who shows us the way, like the torch. Christ as the light who brings us comfort in those times of darkness and distress, like the nightlight. And then finally, Jesus Christ not only comforting the distressed, but distressing the comfortable. Christ as a warning light pleading with us to change direction, change course. Jesus is the light of the world. Well, what I'd like to do now is to move it on to the next step, as it were. Because you see, Christianity is not a spectator sport. You cannot be an armchair Christian. You are involved. You are implicated. You are called to action. Because here's the truth. Not only is Jesus Christ the light of the world, but you too, through your baptism, you are called to be a light in the world also. That's why at the end of every baptism service, you may remember this, it's my favorite bit. At the end of the baptism service, we call forward the parents and the baby, and I hand the baby a candle. They usually try and grab the flame. I hand the baby the candle, and I say to the baby, David, John, Anna, Mary, whoever, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So Jesus is the light of the world. And we too, you and I, are called to be lights to the world also. But how do we do it? What does that look like in ordinary, everyday life? Well, on this Candlemas day, I'd like to suggest to you that candles, ordinary, everyday household candles, show us how. Listen to this. This is from Pope Paul VI. He was head of the Roman Catholic Church back in the 60s and 70s. Pope Paul said, Christ himself says, I am the light of the world. And we are the light, we ourselves, if we receive it from him. But how do we receive it? How do we make it shine? The candle tells us. By burning and being consumed in the burning, pouring forth its gift of light, it exhausts itself in silent sacrifice. Beautiful, yeah? The candle, in giving out light, uses itself up. It burns itself out, so to speak. It's as the candle is willing to be spent that it gives out light. If it's not willing to be spent and burned away, it won't give out any light. It's a beautiful image. And I think, I'm sure, it can be the same for us. It's as we give of ourselves in love and service that we too radiate light, the light of Christ. How true that is, yeah? I'm sure you can all think of some pretty obvious examples. For example, it's as we are willing to give away our time, to give our time in the service of other people, then we will be radiating the light of Christ, yeah? As we use up our time. Or it's as we are willing to give of our money, to give generously, to give away our money to those in need. If by the grace of God we do that, then we are radiating the light of Christ. Like the candle, it's as we give of ourselves, as we are willing to be spent, that we give out light. But you know, I'd like to push the candle metaphor a little further, if I may, because I think there are even more radical ways in which we might be consumed in the burning, more radical ways in which we might pour forth light by exhausting ourselves in silent sacrifice. Let me explain. For example, We can pour forth light by giving up our desire for revenge, by allowing our desire for retaliation to be burned away and thus transformed into the light of forgiveness. Yeah? Not acceptance of the wrong done to us, oh no, 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 but forgiveness, refusal to be held captive by bitterness over the wrong done to us. Or another example, we can pour forth light by sacrificing our pride, by allowing our self-serving and so often self-justifying ego and pride to be burned away and thus transformed into the light of honesty, the light of an honest admission of the messes we've made and of our need for mercy. Or perhaps most challenging of all for many of us, we can sacrifice, we can allow to be burned away all those things we use to insulate ourselves from the world around us. All those things we use to cut ourselves off from the needs of those around us. You know the sort of thing. Too much time at work, maybe. Or too little time with those nearest to us, maybe. Or drink, maybe. Or distractions of all kinds, maybe, whatever it is, all of it needs to be burned away by the grace of God in order for us to see what's really real, in order to see clearly what's truly, truly important in the light of Christ. So yes, Jesus is the light of the world, and we too are called to be the light, and the candle shows us how, by burning and being consumed in that burning. So with all that in mind, on this Feast of Candlemas, I'd like to reinstate an ancient tradition. You see, here's the ancient tradition. In centuries past, in the days before homes had electric light or even gas light, on this day, on Candlemas, people would bring their candles to church to have them blessed. And then they would bring them home, and those would be the candles they would use in the weeks and months ahead. So I'd like us to reinstate that tradition. Now, I know you haven't brought candles with you today. How could you? But don't worry, I've got some. Down here, I've got 160 candles. So hopefully, there'll be enough for two of you. And so at the end of the service, before the final blessing, I will say a prayer over these candles, and then we'll carry them down to the back. And I invite you, if you like, to take two of the candles each home with you. There should be enough for everyone. And perhaps during the week ahead, as you light these candles, you could read again today's gospel, or you could say again the prayer of blessing. I've put all this on the service sheet. Whatever you do, I hope that this week, these candles will be a reminder that yes, Jesus is the light of the world, and so are you. You too are called to be a light in the world. And how do you do it? Well, the candle shows us how. By burning and being consumed in the burning, pouring forth its gift of light, it exhausts itself in silent sacrifice. May it be so for us. Amen. Amen.